This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
By the way, Ken, this is like the bet that I'm not really that hot on. It's this one.
It's usually late show in the old showtime. It was a final hour one sometimes, or like second segment if we didn't do takeaways.
It's usually a baseball one. Like,
okay.
Baseball-ish. All right.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. I think if we're gonna do that, have a baseball bet, it should be like campier. And no pun intended, Rick.
What is Rick?
Great,
Rick,
send you have, one my way.
Just because obviously we want to bring Cody on too. Do you have the techno one that Nick and I really liked before? Do you have it like
yeah.
at the ready?
Let's
the
do that for baseball one? Instead. Yeah, like the real like
the one that we were like
one.
Yeah, the one that Nick was like, do we use this every time? We can do it next.
We'll do it at the start of the Power Hour. Right now, though, we have to talk some Major League Baseball. Power Hour, by the way, next hour. All our bets for tonight, baseball and Olympic golf. BetQL's five-star plays. But now we talk Major League Baseball with our pal, the great Cody Decker. He's the host of Down the Line with Cody Decker. You hear that on 670 The Score in Chicago. Odyssey Sports Major League Baseball insider. He is on Twitter at Decker6. Cody, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, BetQL on a Tuesday, my friend. You look great. You look swole. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just living a Twilight Zone version of the dream, baby. How you doing?
We're doing great. I guess the same. I don't know how to respond to that. No, Cody, the thing about like this time of year in baseball, and Nick and I talked about this a little bit before trade deadline. We talked about this with some guests. Just teams may not look like how we think they're going to look. A month from now. Do the White Sox look the same? Do the Astros look the same? Do the Yankees look the same? A lot of that's going to be decided really soon. What do you kind of think this trade deadline is going to be like? You can go into specific moves if you want. Do you think it's going to be really busy? Do you think a lot of teams are going to look different?
It's amazing how things have changed over the last month, really, because it was looking like this was going to be a completely a buyer's market. However, there weren't any sellers. There was so much parity going on in Major League Baseball, and a massive culprit of this is actually the NL East, being the fact that entire division is just so bad. They're all bad. Every one of them, and I'm including the Mets in there. The Mets are in first place, but they're not up by much, and they have arguably the most anemic offense in Major League Baseball. So there is a big problem with Major League Baseball for about a month ago that it was looking like there was way more demand than there was supply. However, a couple of teams stumbling out of the gates, such as the Nationals, a couple other teams that have absolutely underplayed, like the Cubs, the Minnesota Twins. There are a lot of teams all of a sudden that are looking like legitimate sellers, and it's looking like this market is about to be flooded with major talent.
Yeah, and we heard this yesterday, right? Reports saying that the Nationals have made everyone, including Trey Turner, available with the exception of Juan Soto. We saw the Twins make a move already, sending Nelly Cruz to the Tampa Bay Rays. So, look, Cody, we're asking you to put a little bit of your prognosticator's cap on a little bit here. Give us a Decker Stradamus?
Nostradecker's good.
That works for me. Well, not bad. Believe it or not, I've been actually saying this since the beginning of the season. I think Max Scherzer is going to be a San Francisco Giant. He has been linked to multiple teams, most of which all being in the NL West. He's even gone as far to say that like there's talk that it's will be done in the next 48 hours, mainly because there is a no trade aspect to his contract. And he has shown interest that he would go to one of the three National League West teams, which would be enormous. It's actually throwing the entire futures market all over the place because, quite frankly, I can't sit here and tell you to pick a team right now until this is over, because right now it's not only the Max Scherzer trade that could be throwing a massive wrench into other things, but there's also Craig Kimbrel, which is a massive piece. There's also Berríos out of Minnesota, which has just been thrown in the mix in the last 48 hours. There are some major pieces being thrown around all of a sudden.
Cody, let's play that out just a little bit in terms of, you mentioned the futures markets and the NL West specifically, and like, you have to wait to kind of know what every team is going to look like we were saying in the intro, in order to make a valuable betting decision. If the Giants get Max Scherzer, like, is there another move that matters, or do the Giants win the NL West at that point? They have a 2-game lead, I believe, on the Dodgers right now. The Dodgers are about minus 200 still to win the NL West, though, despite that. Like, how does Scherzer going to the Giants, does that make it like a done deal? The Giants are NL West champs. Does it, is there still a lot kind of in limbo? Just if that plays out, how does the division play out?
I think there's a lot that's still in limbo, because at the end of the day, the Dodgers, well, not just the Dodgers, every team that's contending can use starting pitching. So Max Scherzer's a big one. Barrios, a big one. However, relievers. Everybody needs relievers. So say Max Scherzer goes over to the Giants, doesn't mean that the numbers are going to completely flip, because what if the Dodgers end up with Craig Kimbrell? What if the Padres end up with Craig Kimbrell? There's a lot of moves. What if the Dodgers end up with Barrios? What if the Padres end up with Barrios? There is just so many major moves that can happen, especially on the pitching side. I don't expect a whole lot of offensive players to be affecting the futures as much as pitchers will. Chris Bryant, I think it's a foregone conclusion. He will be a Met. He has always been looking like he was going to be a Met. And at the end of the day, Craig Kimbrell needs to be a Met too. But if that happens, it's going to be devastating to the Phillies. And if the Phillies get Craig Kimbrell, it's going to be devastating to the Mets.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I just kind of want to hear you pronounce the name Barrios for the next like 10 minutes on the show, because I'm really enjoying
it. It's sexy the way I say it.
Yeah. And I got to be honest. Yeah. I got to be honest. Yeah. It really is. Yep. You bet BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, Tuesday, chatting Major League Baseball with Cody Decker. Trade deadline coming up on Friday, but Cody, we saw a move today in the National League East with the Philadelphia Phillies acquiring starting pitcher Tyler Anderson from the Pittsburgh Pirates. So Anderson, a reliable arm. You said basically like every team in this division is not great, right? Which could, present some opportunity to bet a team other than the favorite, which is the New York Mets at our show sponsor Bet Rivers. The Mets about minus 285 to win the NL East. Now, I know you also said the Mets could be getting Chris Bryant. You think that's a foregone conclusion. Maybe they get bullpen help as well. How do you handicap the National League East coming down the stretch? And if there's value potentially on the Phillies right now, almost 4-1 to win the division.
there is absolutely value on the Phillies, not to mention if you actually look at the value on the Braves, because I don't think the Braves are done either. They already made a couple of moves. They got Voit from the Arizona Diamondbacks. Obviously not a huge piece, but a solid catcher, definitely going to help them. Jock Peterson, not a piece that's going to put them over the top. However, they do need another bat in there, and there are some bats available. There's one that immediately comes to mind, and it's in their own division. That's Starling Marte. They get their hands on Starling Marte, that division is going to look different. You got Max Fried coming back this second half, looking to have a better half than his first half. That team could be a team that could take over that division in the next month and a half.
Cody, you mentioned Chris Bryant already in connection with the Mets. And then there was also the stuff with Bryce Harper and him, like, you know, using his bat as like a message for him to this stuff's ridiculous for him to get traded to the Phillies. So those are obviously two teams in the same division competing against each other. You mentioned either of them could be destinations for Chris Bryant. You think it might be the Mets. What is the impact of a guy like Chris Bryant going to both those teams? Like, if he goes to the Mets, do they become a World Series contender alongside like the Dodgers and the Padres and those other teams? If he goes to the Phillies, who are about plus 375 to win the NL East right now, do they kind of move on the same level as the Mets, slightly behind the Mets? Like, what does Chris Bryant do for each of those teams in terms of their long-term prospects?
Well, to say the least, I think that Chris Bryant is much more needed over in New York than he is Philly. Because Philly, they can at least swing the bats. The Mets' offense has been terrible, and which is annoying because this is a team that can hit. On paper, there's not a single guy in that lineup that cannot absolutely mash, but they just haven't been. Now, losing Lindor for the foreseeable future due to the oblique strain is not good either. So at the end of the day, the Mets need to get their hands on Chris Bryant. They need to get their hands on a bat, and they need their hands on at least one more arm, particularly a bullpen arm. They really need a bullpen arm. At the end of the day, as much as they want to claim, and Zach Scott wants to claim that they're okay with Edwin Diaz, no, you are not. No sober, sane human being is comfortable with Edwin Diaz as your closer in a pennant race.
And I promise you, there is not one sober or drunk or whatever New York Mets fan that I know that is okay with Edwin Diaz in a pennant race or otherwise. So I think Cody is right about that. I'm going to give everyone a little tease right now. One of my six Major League Baseball bets for tonight is the Seattle Mariners with the no flex zone. Chris Flexen on the bump tonight against Lance McCullers and the Houston Astros. And Cody, somehow, some way, the Seattle Mariners keep winning baseball games. The massive comeback last night over the Houston Astros. Seattle, it's absolutely insane. 23-8 in one-run games, but a minus 49 run differential. One game back of the A's for the second wild card spot right now. Can the Seattle Mariners keep winning? Like, is this sustainable right now for the Mariners?
Absolutely not. No way, shape, or form. Ain't gonna happen. It's a flash in the pan. We're getting excited about the Mariners in the end of July. It's a nice story, but at the end of the day, the Houston Astros and the Oakland A's are just so much better than them. I don't think it's sustainable, and I do know that the Astros and the A's are going to be very active in this next week, and if the Astros get their hands on another arm and bat, you might as well just call it a day, because right now, as far as I'm concerned, the Houston Astros are the best team in the American League. Them and the White Sox are really, in my opinion, neck to neck on two very dangerous teams that I don't want to even bother seeing in October if I'm an opposing team.
Cody, one team in the AL that we haven't talked about yet, and that's a team that already made a move, Tampa Bay, right? So they were rumored to be in the mix. We talked about, you think Scherzer's going to go to the Giants. You think Chris Bryant might go to the Mets. Well, Tampa really wanted both those guys. Maybe they can get somebody else. Maybe they can get Gibson. They already got Nelson Cruz. Do you think Tampa's going to make a lot more moves, and how much different is their team going to look, say, in a couple weeks?
Say, I mean, right now, I wouldn't put anything beyond Tampa, because Tampa has already done something that is not Tampa-like. Tampa is very much a factory. The Tampa Bay Rays, the Los Angeles Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, they win ballgames very, very similarly. They always mix and match their lineups. They're constantly getting role players. There are no stars in the mix. You go to a random baseball fan and tell them to name somebody on the Tampa Bay Rays, they'll ask who the Tampa Bay Rays are. They don't even know they're a baseball team, let alone any stars on that team. Getting Nelson Cruz is a huge move. That's going to absolutely change the entire dichotomy of the AL East. I already thought that the Rays were the best team in that division. I know that the Boston Red Sox have been playing out of their minds all this entire first half, but the Rays have just been waiting, and I don't think the Rays are done. If they get their hands on another arm, keep in mind, they just traded Rich Hill, so they are definitely in need of another good arm, which I do think was a great move by the Mets. They needed an inning eater in Rich Hill, but the Rays are going to make another move, and you better be ready. And at the end of the day, when the Rays make a trade, you should always check your jewelry, because for some whatever reason, the Rays win every trade ever.
Yeah, unlike my favorite team, the New York Yankees, Cody. Let's close with them about a minute to go here. The Yankees 25-1 to win the World Series, 11-1 to win the American League. I'm long on record saying I think this team doesn't have it. Maybe you think they do, though, and they could turn this around. You know, trade deadline coming up. Obviously, they're playing Tampa tonight. Series opening up that could dictate what Brian Cashman and company do at the deadline. What about my New York Yankees?
I recently described the Yankees as George Foreman and his 50s, because that's what they are. They're a team that cannot finesse you. They will not bleed runs out of you. They are waiting for one knockout blow in the sixth round, and hopefully they can retain the title. That is the New York Yankees. However, there are moves out there that they can make. They are in desperate need. And this is not going to be a comment you're going to like, Nick. Trust me, it's not.
I'm a new manager? I love it.
No, they need a left-handed bat in there. Whether you like it or not, that is a ballpark that is desperately in need of a left-handed hitter. And they don't need left-handed power. They got enough power. There is a team in San Diego looking to unload a first baseman, and it is a fairly reasonable contract that the Yankees could take on, and that is Eric Hosmer. They could actually get their hands on him, and he would be a decent fit. So would Anthony Rizzo in Chicago. They need a first baseman. They need a left-handed bat. They need someone that can get on base. Those two guys can do that. Both of those would be very good fits in that New York Yankees lineup.
Absolutely. George Foreman at least was selling the Foreman grills. The Yankees could use that to pay off the luxury tax and go get some players. Cody, great stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
As always, boys. Love you.
All right. Power Hour coming up next. All our baseball bets for tonight, our golf bets for tonight. Locked and loaded. One more hour here on a Tuesday.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.